In this section of the interview, prisoner Peter Collins describes IPSOs, Internal Preventive Security Officers, also known as IPSOs, the usage of their written reports and how they acquire the information contained in these reports. First, could you explain who is an IPSO and what is their role with prisoners and within the prison system itself?
Well, I can try. The IPSO stands for Internal Preventive Security Office. So an IPSO officer would be someone who, in theory, they monitor illegal activities and try to stop them. That, I believe, is the sole purpose of IPSO. I know that that's their role. That's what they're supposed to be doing. The question that, to my mind, is whether or not they're doing it. They apparently have no reasonable criteria to control how they use and record and use information. So oftentimes a prisoner will find information coming up on his file that there was an IPSO concern about something that he was allegedly doing or she was allegedly doing. And the problem is, like, when I look through, you know, my own file, I see things that I'm alleged to have been involved in that I really have no idea what they're talking about. So, you know, when other prisoners bring this issue to me, I recognize there's, you know, obviously, you know, we're criminals, you know, in the sense that we've been convicted and we've been put in prison, and obviously, you know, there's going to be some bending of rules and breaking of laws because, you know, that's just the nature of you know, we're in a prison. But it seems to me that the IPSO office abuses their authority and just records any kind of information, and often it's based on personal agendas or what appear to be personal agendas of the administration, where they target people who are problematic prisoners. And by problematic prisoners, I mean someone who complains about the treatment that they're getting, complains about the way reports are being written, any kind of problematic prisoner like that.
What were the recommendations from the Peer Health Project in regards to contacts and IPSO reports?
Well, the problem that I complained about recently was I had to intervene in a situation between two guys that were, you know, it just required my intervention to prevent, you know, an escalation of, you know, hurt feelings and possible problems arising from that. So during the course of that interaction, you know, while I was able to resolve the issue and or help them resolve the issue, it occurred to me that the possibility is there that when I try to do something like this, someone may get offended because, you know, they may just get offended and they may turn around and put in a retributive kite against me. A kite in prison is like a little note that someone writes to the administration saying something about somebody. So more often than not, it's my opinion, the information is not credible, but the information regardless ends up on your IPSO file.
Now, when an IPSO processes received information regards to a prisoner, this information always comes from another prisoner? Is that how they acquire it?
Well, not necessarily. There's many ways that it can come in. Someone could call it in from the street. They could call some, you know, information that they think they have or that they actually have or that they're making up. So they could call it in from the street. You know, it could be a guard puts it on your file. It could be a nurse or it could be, you know, a prisoner writes a thing. So there's many ways, you know, many sources that it can come from. The problem isn't that they get the information. The problem really with IPSO is that they have no effective litmus test to verify whether or not it's accurate information. You know, so somebody who doesn't like me can write up a lie about me, and the IPSO office will take that lie and put it on my file as if it's the truth without verifying, you know, without any reasonable steps to verify that this is either true or not true. So that's the problem that I see with the IPSO collection and use of information.
So these reports are used in the prisoners' files?
Yeah, these reports heavily impact whether or not you're supported for transfers or paroles, or they're very detrimental to your release plans or to your eventual parole hopes or whatever.
Do IPSOs receive information from informants in prison? And if so, is this reliable information?
Certainly, if they receive information from someone, that person is an informant. You know, so if somebody tells the IPSO something, that person is an informant. You know, regardless of whether the information's true or false, the person's an informant. Regardless of whether they're acting in their capacity of their job as a correctional officer, I don't believe that you could label a correctional officer an informant since that's their job, right? But certainly somebody who's a prisoner who's giving information to IPSO or giving it in a left-handed way to IPSO, like say if they talk to another guard, and that guard acts as a conduit to the IPSO office, that's the same thing, right? So, yeah, that would be an informant for sure.
When does the prisoner become aware that there's been an IPSO report written on him or her? Right away, or do they find it out when they have a meeting with a parole officer, or when do they find out about it?
There's several ways that you can find out about it. You can find out either by putting an application in for a transfer, and then they bring out all the information that they're going to use to deny your transfer. So any kind of application like that. If you're not serving a life sentence, they have to do a report on you every year. If you're serving a life sentence, they have to do a report on you every 2 years. And during the course of those reports, when you receive them, you will see that there may be information that's recorded on your IPSO file. Just because it's recorded on your IPSO file doesn't mean it's shared with you. They may say, that they'll give you a gist. As an example, when I first got here, I was called to a visit around Christmas, and I went to the visiting room, and I visited with my girlfriend at the time. After the visit, when I left, I was strip searched. And then several months later, I found out that everybody who had left there was stripped. And so in my IPSO file, it says Collins was among 19 prisoners who were strip searched on the way out of VNC, but nothing was found. But, like, they put that on my IPSO file. And, when a reader reads that, they think, well, why would anybody put that on the file? Something must have been going on. Okay, so out of the 20 years that I've been in prison, I've been strip searched almost every day. But they never put down that in 20 years of strip searching Mr. Collins, nothing's ever been found. They put, on this one day that I was strip searched and nothing was found, making it seem like, there was something going on. So that's one of the misuses of information. They say that they thought something was going on at the visiting room, that they had information suggesting that someone was trying to bring something in. So that was one of the things they did. They say they think that I'm involved in drugs. The reason they say that is because they got a kite from somebody that they said they didn't know if it was reliable, so it was a source not confirmed reliable. As the months went by, they dropped the not known if it was reliable part, and they just include the part where they suspected of bringing in drugs. That's one of the ways that they misuse their information.